important things with all the notifications you get. Like this message from Sergey. Help me, I'm trapped in the upstairs bathroom. Delete. But this message from Otto Sergey is important.
Hello, Mr. Alexander. I've delivered your personalized car insurance deals ahead of your renewal.
Thank you, Otto Sergey. Simples. Welcome to a new era. Get personalized deals delivered by Otto Sergey from Compare the Market.
Help!
Prices generated from information you provided. Review before purchasing.
Help! On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Good morning, everybody. Thursday, 30th of January. Sorry, 31st tomorrow if you're doing dry January. You got today, you've got tomorrow, and you are done. Saturday morning, wake up, crack open a tinny, away you go. Well done, you've got it this far, just keep going. Dominic Byrne's got your new spot on weather. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, a passenger plane has collided with a US Army helicopter above a river in Washington, D.C. 64 people were on board the jet, which was just coming into land. The mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, has spoken at a news conference.
Both aircraft are in the water. The focus now is rescuing people, and that's what all of our personnel are focused on.
The flight had been traveling from Wichita in Kansas, where Roger Marshall is a senator.
You know, when one person dies, it's a tragedy, but when many, many, many people die, it's an unbearable sorrow. It's a heartbreak beyond measure.
There is no official word yet on casualties. We'll have more on this story throughout the morning on Radio X. In other news, water bills across England and Wales will rise by an average of £123 a year from April. It's an increase of 26%, and the biggest since the industry was privatised 36 years ago. Water UK claims the rise is needed to invest in infrastructure. It's claimed retail crime is spiralling out of control with more than 2,000 incidents a year. The British Retail Consortium says that includes theft, racial and sexual abuse, as well as physical assault and threats with weapons. And Meta is going to pay Donald Trump $25 million for suspending his Facebook and Instagram accounts. That's after the Capitol riots. The US president filed the lawsuit back in 2021.
Sport.
Manchester City avoided an early exit from the Champions League with a 3-1 comeback win against Club Brugge. The victory ensures them a playoff against either holders Real Madrid or Bayern Munich. Aston Villa qualified automatically for the last 16. They got a 4-2 win over Celtic. Liverpool lost 3-2 at PSV Eindhoven. Arne Slot's team do progress as the number one seed.
I don't know if it's a big achievement, but it's a good achievement to end up top of this league. But I said many times, it's so hard to judge a league table after 8 games. It doesn't tell me much, to be honest.
Elsewhere, Arsenal beat Girona 2-1 to advance in third spot. And Steven Gerrard has left his job as manager of the Saudi club Al Ettifaq.
Oh.
He's been in the role for 18 months and was one of the highest paid managers in the world.
Why's he left?
I think he's had enough.
He's just made too much money.
He's got too much money.
I've got to leave, guys.
Yes. I don't know what he'll do next.
I've used up every drawer in the apartment.
Mm.
The wardrobe's full of cash. Yeah. Under the bed, bags and bags of it. I've got to go home.
Too much money.
He's going to go home and buy Liverpool.
Yes.
Weather.
With eBay. Winterproof your vehicle with new batteries and tyres.
Some blustery showers around, especially in the far northeast of the UK. Dry and sunny for much of the UK, and temperatures up to about 8 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you, Dominic.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Got a couple of guests coming in today. Mm-hmm. David Baddiel, David Bloody Blub, as I call him.
Yeah.
He's coming in. You just don't know who David Baddiel is.
He's
Three Lions, fantasy football.
Yeah. Best-selling author, is
the other fella, Amber Deal.
Yeah, that's it.
And, yep, written loads of books.
Yeah.
And now has a musical adaptation of one of his best-selling books, The Parent Agency.
Mm-hmm.
He's turned it into a musical. He has written the book and the lyrics and music and additional lyrics are by Dan Gillespie-Sells.
Dan Gillespie-Sells?
Who was... and is the singer in the band The Feeling.
Mm.
Oh, fill my little...
Yeah, they're a great band.
Light up, light up, light up.
There you go.
Were you a big Feeling fan back in the day?
I was.
Yeah. Oh, I was.
Yeah, I was.
I was. I remember hearing, I think Sown was the first track that I ever heard by them, and I was like, this is brilliant. Mm. Who the hell are these? I'd never heard of them before, but they were brand new. Feeling, awesome band, right? Let's play a little bit of the Feeling for you. I get that piano, left to right, here we go. Dan is the lead singer of The Feeling. David Baddiel is David Baddiel. They have teamed up to do a musical, and they'll be on the show to talk about it a little bit later.
I had a dream, we went away.
Yeah, no.
Come fill my little world right up, someday you're going to
Dan, as well as being the lead singer of The Feeling,
yep.
He also did a bit of music for that musical Everybody's Talking About Jamie, which is...
Oh, yeah, that did quite well, didn't it?
Yeah, it did all right, that, didn't it?
Not bad for him.
Good Lord.
Mm.
There's money in them musicals, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
But,
didn't you write a musical once, or had an idea for one?
I had an idea for one.
Is it about cows?
Cows the musical?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the only thing I've come up with is the advertising, which is Move Out of the Way, Matilda. The cows are coming to town.
That's good. That's
a new musical.
That's it.
You need a strap line. And, that's
and then there was that one, and then there was one about darts, a musical about darts players and the other halves.
Yes.
Which I pitched to Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Right.
And I said to him, he goes, that sounds fantastic. What are you going to call it? And I went, I'm going to call it 180 the musical. And he went, no, 180.
Oh,
drop the H.
That's good.
And I'm like, you're absolutely right.
That's why he's a genius.
Even when he's joking, he's spot on. Anyway, what you've got to do, though, is write the story, which is known as the book.
Yeah.
So when you see musicals and it says the book written by, so that's essentially the story, the script.
Right.
Is the book. And then music and lyrics.
Mm.
That goes with it as well.
Yeah. And then it runs for years and years and years and you're a multimillionaire.
Yeah, but to get a musical onto the stage and for it to run consecutively is A, so difficult, and B, is not cheap. And Andrew Lloyd Webber's had musicals in the West End of London that have opened. To get to that point, you spent a lot of money.
Right.
It's run for a certain amount of time, and then it's just, it's gone away.
Yeah.
Because it just hasn't worked as well as they needed it to.
Yeah.
Back to the Future, I told you, years in the making.
Yeah.
Years.
It's so competitive as well. There are so many.
Yeah.
And, yeah, to be good, yeah.
I mean, if you can get it right and get a bit of luck on your side, then some of these musicals, some, can just go on forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
And there are still some of the biggest musicals out there today that I've never seen.
I've not seen...
Do you know what? I've not seen most of them.
Have you seen Les Mis?
Nope.
No, although they filmed it. It was on over Christmas on TV, so I watched a bit of that.
Not seen Les Mis, not seen Jersey Boys, not seen Lion King.
I've seen Lion King. That's good.
That's great. Moulin Rouge is brilliant.
Is it?
That's brilliant.
Have you seen Wicked?
No.
It's meant to be very good.
No.
Didn't like it.
Starlight Express.
Brilliant.
Is that the roller skates one?
Now, weirdly, I didn't see any of them, and they're all meant to be cracking, but I did see Cats, the musical, and that is weird.
And the film didn't do very well, either.
Well, you're making a film of a very weird musical.
Yeah.
That was the issue there.
Mm.
But Cats is weird. When I went to see Cats, I think somebody from Jesus Christ Superstar was in it, I think. So we all went to watch it, a big group of us. And there was a young guy who worked on the musical. Me and him got on really well. And I noticed he was staring at me. Like, not looking at the stage, looking at me. And I went, what are you looking at me for? And he went, because I want to see your face for the whole of the next scene. And I went, okay. Anyway, all these people come on stage, start prancing around, pretending they're cats.
Right.
They're grown adults.
Yeah.
Right? And then I just heard him starting laughing, and I looked at him, and he's just looking right at me. He goes, "Your face is amazing." Because he'd said, "Have you seen it before?" I went, "No." He goes, "Do you know what it's about?" I went, "Not really." Cats. No, no. So it's based on, isn't it based on the poems of T.S. Eliot?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it really?
Something yeah. Like that, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. It's not like about this little cat called Bobby who right. goes to the big city.
Right.
And makes it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, none of that.
Has it got the song Magical Mr. Mistopheles in it? Is that Cats?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
That's who Louis Spence played.
Is it?
Yeah. Louis Spence. And then recently he was in Panto in Ipswich with Beppe DiMarco.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So there you are.
Still treading the boards?
That's out of order, that. Booking Louis Spence to play Panto in Ipswich. That's just cruel.
Yeah.
That's someone with a thick sense of humour, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Anyway, how do we answer that? Oh, yes, that's our guest today.
Yes.
You've got Dan, and then you've got David Bedil. And it's a limited run, so everybody should go and see it.
It'd be interesting to know how that came about, David and Dan.
Yeah.
Are they already friends?
I don't know
from
if they
back in the day.
Yeah,
perhaps.
I don't know. I don't know if they know each other. Somebody texted in saying Dan is married to Sophie Ellis Bextor. Well, it'll be news to Dan, Sophie Ellis Bextor, and Sophie Ellis Bextor's husband.
Yeah.
Because
Richard.
Because that's not
that's
him.
Richard, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Case.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, you're married to Sophie Ellis Bextor.
Am I?
Yeah, let's break the news to him when he gets in, shall we?
I don't think I am. Yeah, no, that's not him.
No.
Anyway, so that'll be in a little bit later on this morning. I'm off to the dentist later for another consultation.
Good luck.
Teeth out. I was saying to Tiff yesterday, do you know when you say something and then somebody answers it? You ask a question and somebody answers it so simply that you really feel stupid about your question. Like, when somebody we used to know told me they were colourblind, like proper, actually, proper colourblind. And I'm like, do you drive? And I'm like, yeah. I went, if you're colourblind, like reds and greens, he goes, yeah. What do you do at traffic lights? How do you know which one's which? And he's like, well, the red one's at the top, the green one's at the bottom. So it doesn't matter what colour it is. If the one at the top lights up, I stop the car. And I'm like, no, yes.
Oh, sorry, you're right.
That's a good point, yeah. So I said to Tiff, I went, what's all this faffing about with the dentist? Like, just take the tooth out.
Yeah. Mm.
We try and save the tooth if we can. Why? What's the point? Just take it out. And she went, because as you get older and the less teeth you have, you might get to a point where you've got less teeth than you actually have teeth.
Right.
Then what do you do? And I'm like, that makes sense.
Good point, isn't it?
What will be the difference between last consultation and this one?
So he did all the x-rays.
Right.
Had a little look. And he's like, okay, so yeah, you definitely chipped. So we need to look at this bottom tooth.
Yeah.
Can we save that tooth? Can we build it up a little bit and save it?
Yeah.
Because there's nothing wrong with it apart from the fact that you're taking a chunk out of it. The teeth above, there's a gap at the bottom and then it meets up in the middle and then there's a gap at the top. So imagine a tiny version of that. Yeah. See that? So, like, food can get in, but it's very hard to get it out.
But he says it's caused
an infection.
But he knows that's there, so you've done that for the first one. So what's different with this one?
So he thinks I need a root canal up here and a couple of fillings and then try and save the tooth in the bottom. So he was going to speak to his friend. He might just be justifying the fee. He's going to speak to his friend who's a root canal specialist.
Right.
And then weigh up, have a chat and then come back to me today and tell me, look, all right, so here are the options. We can do this, this, and this, or that, that, and that.
And you want to be knocked out for the whole thing, don't you?
100%.
Not today.
Yeah, going to knock me out for the meeting.
We're trying to talk to you.
Try for a lamppost.
And I'm driving you home.
Yeah.
So it's just a chat today. So I'm not nervous about going to the dentist, which is lovely.
Good. It's just a chat.
I still like it in the chair. They're like, do you want to jump in the chair? I'd rather not.
I've got to stand. Is that right if I stand?
There's something about those chairs, isn't they? They look a little bit medieval.
Don't they cost something like £50,000 or something like one of those chairs? If not,
we'll
more.
Have dentists listening to the show now. They'll be able to they might not text them. They'll probably get one of their assistants too.
That's it.
You know, because they make loads of money.
Yeah.
Make a lot of money, Chris.
They're all on Necker Island.
Dan is texting, dentists are the biggest scam going.
I mean,
I don't know about that, Dan.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's true.
I'm going to say that there are other bigger scams than dentistry.
Yeah, I would think so.
Ross texted, I'm a dentist. Okay, well done. What do you want me to do? Drop my pants in.
He also said he was a monk at 6:30 as well, so yeah. I wouldn't trust him.
Well, that's angry, Ross. Yeah, yeah.
Is that the same one?
Yeah, yeah.
My dad is in his 70s and has 3 teeth left. Waiting for the last 3 to be taken out so he can start gurning, says Lewis. Simon says, I had root canal last week. It was an absolute doddle and completely pain-free.
Oh, there you go.
Chris, 20 years ago, I spent $2,000 trying to save a tooth after breaking it on a spare rib. Eventually, he took it out. Months of procedures just to have it pulled, says Debbie in Billericay. Yeah, but look, what do I know? I'm not going to argue against the dentist, am I?
No, exactly.
I don't think you need to do that. Oh, do you, really? How much studying did you do in dentistry, Chris?
Well, none, but, I don't know.
I mean, when you look at my teeth, let's be honest, you're just polishing a tiny grin. Ian has texted in saying, hi, I'm Father Ian. I'm a monk and a dentist.
Oh, so there you are.
We've got the whole spectrum listening to the show today. I'll let you know how it goes tomorrow.
Radio X. Coming up, more seriously good on Sirius Radio Fun from a seriously good radio program.
Thank you, Paul. That's lovely.
We'll see how Dom handled his huge backlog. He had to do a load of those personal request videos after the show.
He did.
Plus, I'll let Chris tell you why David Baddiel and Dan Gillespie cells are on after 8.
I just did
because it's too complicated for me to explain quickly.
I just did it, Paul. You didn't hear.
The time is something after 7, and you're listening to the mighty Radio X.
That's it.
The Chris Miles Show.
7:16.
Radio X.
7:16 in the morning. It's Thursday, January 30th. Gonna have another good show today. We'll have a bit of a laugh, shall we? And we'll start with Wheaton.
Her name is Noelle. I have a dream about her. She rings my bell. I got gym class in half an hour. Oh, how she rocks in kids and tube socks. But she doesn't know who I am. And she doesn't give a damn about me. My he knew the truth. He lives on my block and he drives a Nyrock. But he doesn't know who I am, and he doesn't give a damn about me. 'Cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. It's prom night and I am lonely, lo and behold. She's walking over to me, this must be fake. My lip starts to shake. How does she know who I am? And why does she give a damn about? I've got 2 tickets to Iron Maiden. Just a teen.
tweets as Teenage Dirtbag. Morning, Chris. I just switched on to you talking about the dentist. I jeffin' hate them. But I went last week. Here's the list of the outcomes, for Jeff's sake. Two infections, one decay, one cavity, one extraction, one root canal, one crown, one prescription, 3 2-hour appointments booked. I'm done, Tim. So there you are.
That's so now, expensive.
Tim, there's one thing you've left out of that message is when the last time it was that you went to the dentist, because I'm going to say you ain't going for regular checkups.
Yeah, that's put you off for life, I'd imagine.
Two infections, one cavity, one extraction, one root canal, one crown.
Oh, dear.
Blimey.
Yeah, one remortgage as well, I would imagine there. The Chris Miles Show. Anyway, leave the dentist alone. It's 7:21.
The Chris Miles Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Press go on the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
I should have done it years ago by the looks of things.
Why would you move away from Octopus Energy? Why? Why would you do that?
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. And now, which recommended 8 years running.
Keep things smooth by making the move to Universal Credit. It won't be automatic, so look out for your letter telling you what you need to do and when. Ignoring it could even stop your payments. But don't worry, there's loads of support available, like a dedicated phone line, independent advice, and financial protection to help with your move. To find out more, visit gov.uk/UCMove. Eligibility criteria apply.
Matalan's exclusive deal of the week has landed. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £30 or more. And yes, that includes the sale. Celebrate the end of a long January and treat yourself for less. Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
Start your year in style with savings on every range in the Oak Furnitureland January sale. From beautiful beds to timeless sofas and dining tables, find your dream furniture today and spread the cost interest-free for up to 3 years from just £499 with no deposit. Grow your home in the Oak Furnitureland January sale. Ends Sunday. Finance T's and C's apply. Oak Furnitureland FRN 928005 is a credit broker, not a lender.
Ready to make moves? Whether you're looking to commit or want to keep it casual, you'll find more ways to move with Better. Hit the gym, take a dip in the pool, or find your groove in a fitness class. With no contract memberships and over 240 locations across the UK, finding your fit has never been this flexible. Make your move at better.org.uk.
Darren could get an offer from a random car dealer. Or sell direct to We Buy Any Car. The dealer could come to his home, kick his tyres, then decide not to buy it. Or he could get a guaranteed sale, leaving more time to take his other half on a romantic getaway. Oh no! Or ooh la la. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Octopus Energy, Britain's number one choice for energy. So why put up with Britain's number two? Visit octopus.energy/one.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moylesy! On today's 4 till 7 thing, a little Si takes us to our pet town, Care Philly, guided by his maps. Plus, why millennials are stuck in the 1950s. And we've got the greatest item in the history of radio. It's all on the 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
At Tesco Mobile, your club card unlocks exclusive phone deals, like the iPhone 16 built for Apple Intelligence for just £39.99 a month with club card prices, saving you a massive £198. And that's not all. Unlock frozen prices and no EU roaming fees until the end of your contract. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
Ends 23rd of March. Club card and 36-month credit agreement required. Club card price frozen includes no EU roaming fees for minimum contract period. Terms at tescomobile.com/terms.
Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show.
You want more Chris Moyles Show fun? You got it, cowboy.
Radio X. Oh, everyone's banging on now about their teeth. Everyone's an expert. They're all wanging on about...
Everyone's a dentist.
You know what you need to do, Chris?
Stuart says, get some Wally's. Brackets, fake teeth. False teeth. I've got them, and I'm a stunner, says Stuart.
Why are they called Wally's?
I don't know. I thought Wally's was Gherkins.
Gherkins in a fish and chip shop.
Yeah.
Mm.
Get a couple of Wally's in the fish and chip shop.
Yeah.
Big fat Wally's.
Big fat Wally's,
yeah.
You know, the moral of the story is, kids, brush your teeth when you're younger. You only get one set, says Jamie. Bet you're fun at parties.
Yeah. Tell us more, Jamie.
Yeah. Tell us more. In fact, give us your address. We'll come around, have a cup of tea, and tell us all about it.
Definitely.
I'm sadly not available that day. I trained again yesterday. Oh, my body just permanently aches. And it's not like I'm even, like, giving it 9 hours in the gym.
Yeah. Is this with Jamie, or is this you?
No, I trained on my own.
Right, okay. And you've seen Jamie again, are you, this week?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to hurt you again, basically.
Yeah.
You're going to pay him to hurt you.
Yeah.
Mm.
A bit like you when you go to that place in Soho.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's very different.
Is it?
Just a firm massage, isn't it?
Thank you. When you go for that...
Freakishly strong.
Who dresses up? Do they dress up or do you dress up?
No one dresses up. And I don't even go for a massage in Soho. That's how secretive it is.
But you do. You've got that little club. Oh, right. Yeah. Wink. Yeah,
thank you.
But if you were to go to that club...
Is it Mayfair?
Yeah.
James! No, it's not Mayfair or Soho. Thanks very much.
Was it called Whip You Like or something? What is it called?
Mr. Whippy.
Mrs. Whippy.
Mrs.
Whippy. Wow.
Oh, that's
I bet Mrs. there's somewhere called Mrs. Whippy. We shouldn't Google it.
James.
Now, listen, it's good that you've got somewhere to go. You
thank
know,
you.
Let it all out.
Mrs. Whippy Soho.
There you
Let's
go.
Let's read the reviews.
Are you serious?
Mr. D. Byrne.
Oh, yeah. What does he say about it?
I am the most loyal customer.
Yeah.
She has lovely, strong hands.
Wow.
You should see her whipping action.
Yeah. It's uncanny.
Not my words.
Not my words, no. And not my words.
From rolled up magazines to full on cat and nine tails,
no.
This woman is something else.
You're being silly. Yeah. Because you know it's not true.
Do you get a gold card there?
No, I don't get a gold card.
Do you get like a bingo card where every time you go, they mark your card and after 9 visits, your 10th one's free?
I mean, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, you enjoy yourself.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have an outlet.
Isn't it, though?
And on that bombshell, let's play a classic from Oasis on Radio X.
Slip inside the eye of your mind. Don't you know you might find a better place to play? You said that you've never been, but all the things that you've seen slowly fade away. So I start a revolution from
song, and that Oasis, Don't Look Back in Anger. The gigs are happening this summer, Oasis. I was talking to somebody, you know, I've been saying on the air, there's still, if you're really into these Oasis comeback gigs, there's so much excitement.
Yes.
And it's like, who is going to be the support? Is the support going to vary from, you know, venue to venue? Who are Oasis going to be? Obviously, we got Liam and Noel.
Yeah.
But that's all we know so far. As nothing else has been announced, has it?
Not as far as I know. That's it.
And I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were Matt Deverson and I, every time we have a coffee, we end up talking about the Oasis shows and what we think is going to happen.
Hyping each other up.
Did I say this the other day?
Yeah.
About, will it be just Liam and Noel doing Oasis songs for the whole night? Or will it be, and not that they're copying, when Take That did the tour with Robbie, they had like, Take That came out, the four of them did the four piece Take That songs, Patience and whatnot.
Patience.
Thank you. And then they go off, Robbie comes on, does his solo hits, he goes off, and then all five come back on and then do all the Take That stuff.
I think they will just do Oasis stuff.
This is what Devo says. And I went, but it'd be great. You get a certain amount of Oasis songs, you get like eight Oasis songs in back to back. Then Noel goes off.
Yeah.
And then Liam just does like three of Liam's biggest songs.
Yeah.
Then he goes off. Noel comes on.
Does some of his.
Does a few High Flying Birds tracks.
Yeah.
Liam comes back on and then bang, all the way through to the end.
I don't think so. Because they've had they could do a 10-hour gig Oasis with the amount of tunes they've got, couldn't they?
Who's going to be in the band? Who's on drums? Is Bonehead back?
I don't know if that's been announced, but I'd love to think he is. I'd be surprised if he's not.
Is Andy Bell part of it?
Gem?
Yep. It's. I'm intrigued.
It will. Do you know, they'll come round pretty quickly. I know it's July, but it'll be.
Well, it's February on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
January has flown by. Anyway, all getting excited, and if you don't have tickets. Sorry about that. Should have got a job on Radio X. Right, here we go. I mean, I'm hoping I get invited by Liam or Noel, obviously, somebody who supported them
since
the very, very, very beginning.
Yeah. Morning, Liam, and morning, Noel.
You know.
That would be nice.
Noel was our very first guest.
He was, day one. Yeah. And Liam's been in three times, four times?
Yeah, he's been on the show
quite a lot.
A fair bit.
Right. Pippa's just given me a parcel that I wasn't allowed to look at before. I'm literally just going to open it right now. So I know as much about this as you do.
Okay.
I think it's from Booby Slippers person.
Okay.
I have a theory.
Oh, yeah, you got your slippers that look like boobs.
The Booby Slippers.
Take them on.
No. Hi, Dom. Glad you enjoyed your booby slippers last week. You're right, Pip. I wasn't expecting to be writing back so soon, but this time it's for some leather.
Oh.
I heard you mentioning jerkins.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. If you missed this, I used to wear a leather jerkin.
Sounds like the name of that place in Soho that we were just talking about.
Mrs. Whippy.
I've never heard of a jerkin.
Yeah, so it's a cool version of a waistcoat when waistcoats were cool when we were about 18, 19.
You look like you're reenacting a battle when you wear one.
Yeah, and I wasn't. I'm not into all that. I was just into looking cool.
Sex people.
Then they are sex people, Lynn. Next thing I know, I'm getting jerkin adverts because I'm Googling jerkin. So here's one from eBay that has your name all over it. Leather up, I've got you a jerkin.
Oh, they've sent one in.
Long time listener, fourth time writer, yours, your secret admirer.
Oh, still no name?
Still don't know who it is. If it's that Luke.
I think it's
Luke?
I don't know.
Right. Do you want to see the jerk?
100%.
Okay. It smells, that's what we know.
You have to take your overshirt off.
It's a proper one.
Is it yours?
Take your overshirt off.
Okay.
Right, I'm going to look away. Everyone look away.
Okay. Look away because you'll ruin the surprise.
Okay, I'm looking away now. I'm looking out the window into Leicester Square.
Okay.
Well, I can smell you jerking.
Do you know what?
Oh, don't say that, James. That sounds wrong.
Have you taken your shirt off yet?
Shirt's off, jerking on.
This is going to be lovely.
Bakuba is jerking off.
I can't wait.
Hang on.
James, don't peek.
Get ready. Hang on. Right.
I'm trying to peek.
I'm trying to... It's got a weird zip.
Leave it open.
Okay, guys, in 3, 2, 1, Jerkin Man.
Wow!
Pretty cool. Walking down Cambridge High Street. It's looking pretty cool.
I don't hate it.
Do you want to smell it? Because it's strong.
Do you know what, Pepper? I don't hate it.
I don't hate it.
Okay, so it's like... Ooh. Do you know what it's like? It's like a zip-up waistcoat, but sleeveless.
It's got a different back. Is the back like see-through?
Yeah, mine wasn't.
It was a 12.
It's a mesh back.
So mine was like this, but it was dark brown, and the back was dark brown.
It's kind of like a cool tabard.
Exactly. Yes.
But with a zip at the front.
Cool people.
But do you know what? It's not ludicrous.
It's not ludicrous.
Do you know what that would look good with?
A helmet and a sword.
Those leather Fight trousers you. That we bought you.
The flammable Fight ones. You. Fight you.
The leather trousers, yeah.
Yeah, that would look good. And it's comfy. It's comfy to
now,
wear.
Now, would you wear that?
Very, not now necessarily. It's very strong smelling. That's the it one is. Thing I'd say. But thanks, the secret
it's
admirer.
It's a good fit as well.
It's all right, isn't it?
Is it real leather?
Yeah, it smells like it, unless they've just got a spray to make it smell like leather. But yeah.
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know if I would... if I would wear this now.
Have you got plans over the weekend?
What are we doing in the week? Yes, we have got plans over the weekend.
Can you say what they are?
One's a birthday party.
Please wear that.
It's perfect for parties.
Should I take a picture as I'm getting ready to
wear it?
A birthday party.
Wear it.
By the way, Creepy Luke's been on and livid that we've just...
Oh, is it not him?
...through the mud.
Is he saying it's not him?
That's what he would say, though, isn't it?
Ah, that's true. Yeah. Throws off the scent.
Sorry, Luke.
Perfect for a party.
Yeah.
Isn't it? For a jerkin' party.
Would you wear anything underneath it?
A merkin. You got a merkin and a jerkin.
All the ins.
Whilst eating a gherkin.
You could wear a white shirt under that. If you wanted you could go for that kind of look, which is more
That would be quite striking.
That's more medieval sort of in the back.
Stand up. Let me have a look. It's weird in the sense that it's not that weird. Should we take a picture? Do you need to take a picture?
Yeah, it doesn't have...
People need to see this.
It doesn't have pockets, and that would...
Oh, well, you can bring a man bag.
Yeah.
Do a pose.
Yeah. That's it.
That. No, you look...
No,
I'll ask the pose you went for.
Thumbs, isn't it?
You've got to do that.
Thumbs up for the jerkin.
So thank you to... thank you to whoever sent the jerkin. Because, I mean, you smell it before you see it. That's the only thing I'd say.
Where are we going to put this picture, James?
Instagram stories.
Radio X Instagram stories.
Right. Good.
Are you happy with the double thumbs up?
I always like double thumbs up.
Yeah.
In pictures. I think it's good. I got it from Matt Lucas. Matt Lucas always does it. I thought I'd always do it too.
All right, well...
So thank you very much, Secret Admirer. We don't know who it is.
Oh, please wear it to this party over the weekend.
Do you want me to bring that picture in that I keep saying I'll bring in of me in a waistcoat with sunglasses on, lots of beads, loads of beads,
100%.
Necklaces. Okay, fine.
Lovely.
Yeah, you wouldn't recognise me.
When you were doing Folk Face, did you just go into your old wardrobe
home? Yes, pretty much. Dave had to buy a whole costume. I just went to the back of the wardrobe. I love this.
But you were a hit with the ladies as well anyway, weren't you?
Hit with the ladies?
Yeah.
All the beads and, yeah. So I'll bring the picture in. It's very funny.
Did the ladies love one of those?
They like
the jerkin.
The jerkin.
Ladies love the Dom's jerkin. They really do.
Yeah. LL Cool D.
Do you think Lucy will enjoy your jerkin?
Sorry, Dominic. I don't know. Again, it's the smell that would sting the nostrils a bit, I think.
But it's not that strong.
It is if you're wearing it. Right, it stinks.
Is the picture up yet?
Not yet. I'm going to take another one. We're doing the
ads. Okay, right. During the advert. By the time the adverts are finished, let's get that picture up on Instagram so everyone can go and have a look at it.
That concludes the letters.
Lovely.
Dom@radiox.co.uk if you'd like to send something in, or you can send it through the post to this address if you want to do
the address. 2, 3, 4.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square in London. WC2H.
Jerkin.
7LA.
Woo! We'll be right back.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
With the Skoda Kodiaq. Jump into electric with the plug-in hybrid.
Radio X.
New customers get 12 months for the price of 11 at petsinapickle.co.uk. Use code 12 for 11. T's and C's apply.
Ready to make moves? Whether you're looking to commit or want to keep it casual, you'll find more ways to move with Better. Hit the gym, take a dip in the pool, or find your groove in a fitness class. With no contract memberships and over 240 locations across the UK, finding your fit has never been this flexible. Make your move at better.org.uk.
Hello, business owner. So you want your employees to get their expenses, but not at the expense of your time. Get Monzo Business and you can get your employees their own expense card with personalised limits and keep an eye on live spending as it happens. Now that adds up. 500,000 businesses bank with us. When will you? Get Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Expense cards available with team, starting from £25 a month. T's and C's apply.
Poulton's Park, voted best theme park for families at the UK Theme Park Awards.
Poulton's Park!
Got an untaxed car? You could hide it in a hedge, or sneak it in a skip, cloak it with some cones, or outfox us with a fence. You might try to cover it, smother it, bury it in sticks. But whatever you try, you will always find that cars are hard to hide, easy to tax. So don't risk it. Tax it with DVLA at gov.uk/DVLA/taxitnow or call 24/7 on 0300 123 4321.
Someone in the UK has got that Euro Millions feeling because they have won the incredible £83 million Euro Millions jackpot. I reckon they've had a bit of a dance. All around the house, then out the door, down the path and into the street. For all we know, they're probably still dancing. Go on, guys. Get that Euro Millions feeling. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Pre-order the epic new Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra on EE.
It comes with your own personal AI assistant
that can find me a nearby vegan-friendly restaurant.
That's also good for kids.
Yep, just ask it and save up to £528 when you trade in.
Love it.
Plus, I get double storage at no extra cost. All on the UK's best network. No wonder tech lovers choose EE.
Double storage and 6 of 5. Trade-in discount dependent on device. Eligibility, credit check and terms apply. Credit by EE Limited. Enhanced 5G on selected plans. Verify best network at ee.co.uk/claims.
It's the only place you need to be this weekend. This is the Radio X Indie Night. Friday and Saturday nights from 7.
Radio X.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Oh yeah, we're back. Man, that's a relief.
Radio X.
Steve has been on saying, Chris, can you thank Dom for his video that he did for Geraldine yesterday?
Oh.
That he turned around on the same day.
You are welcome. Do you know what? It's never happened before.
He said it was brilliant. Yesterday, if you weren't listening to the show, so Dom's on this celeb video website thing. Yeah. We can get a message from him for, you know, your mate or whatever, your other half.
Mm.
Happy birthday. I am Dominic Byrne. And we kind of talked him into saying yes to the fact that if you ordered one yesterday,
yeah,
he would definitely do it and deliver it on the same day.
Yes. If the delivery, yes, if the request was in before 5 p.m, which I did. I did fulfil it.
But a beautiful thing happened. So he said, as long as it's in by 5 o'clock, I'll record it and deliver it. And he was telling Toby about it. And there was something got mentioned about, you know, don't forget the Liverpool game's on, blah, blah, blah. And yeah. He goes, yeah, I'll be, there's too many video requests coming. It'll be a bit tight because I'd have said 5 o'clock. And Toby went, but you can start recording them when you go home, Dom. You don't have to wait till five. To which Dominic replied, oh, yeah, I never thought about that. So if Toby hadn't have said that, Dominic would have sat at home all day yesterday
and then
at 5 o'clock have to spend the next few hours recording video messages to people.
It's a very good point Toby made that I absolutely hadn't.
Can you remember the Geraldine one?
I can remember that. I can't remember where Geraldine was from, but I do remember it.
Right.
So in the end, I did 21.
21?
Yesterday.
How long did that take you?
About an hour and a half.
Oh, I thought it'd be longer than that. Okay.
So it was fun.
Hello, Geraldine. Dominic Byrne here. Happy birthday. Yeah. Okay, send. Yeah. Next.
No, it wasn't quite that quick. But some, I mean, had no information at all. There was one, I think, Steve, went, can you just say hello to me? My name's Steve. And that was it.
Should we do it again?
Well, now.
But listen.
I'll be honest with you.
How about this?
Mm.
What, go on?
At the moment, the app is not working.
Okay.
There was a little
issue. What a shame, because I was going to say.
It was fine for
you could get a video message of you wearing your jerkin.
Right. I mean, you'd pay more or less for that.
Oh, more.
Right, okay. When the app is back up and running, I'll let you know, because there's a few issues at the moment.
You've crashed it. It's sheer popularity.
Well, it literally was, I did the last video and then it sort of, then was having issues.
So you got them all uploaded?
Yes.
Brilliant. You broke it.
So, yeah, that was good. And people, yes.
Well, keep an eye on it. And as soon as it's working, let us know.
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah. Hopefully by the end of today.
James Robinson, have you got this picture up yet?
Yes.
Is it out there?
It's there.
All right. On the Radio X Instagram account in stories. Mm. Oh, there it is. Add to your story. Yes, please. Absolutely. I'm adding it to mine. Dom mentioned he used to wear a jerkin last week.
Mm.
He's been sent one in. And honestly.
It looks awful.
Go and no.
Oh.
Go and have a look at it, and then please text us and message in. It doesn't look anywhere near as bad as it should do.
Really?
It should look awful on you.
It goes with the navy blue.
It does, right. Doesn't it?
That's it. Brown and blue, always good together, I think.
You look a bit like you're going into the jungle.
Brown and blue, you look like a poo. Yes. Is that what it is?
Pretty much, that's what they say, isn't it?
I put it on mine as well. So Radio X Stories, Chris Moyles official on Instagram Stories. Have a look at Dominic wearing his actually very nice jerkin. This is the Radio X Record of the Week from Johnny and the Pirates.
Not, of course, but Sam Fender.
How are you, Sam?
I was making out then that I was finally. Oh, maybe you can do anything that you want tonight. Oh, I
arm's length, and it's his brand new track that he's dropped from the album. It's the record of the week. Can't wait for the new Sam Fender album. Comes out on my birthday, says Adam. Nice. Gideon Dudley says Dominic looks like Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
In a really, really strong, positive way.
He does look good in it. Ali Rose gives it the thumbs up. And Steve says you look like a budget Mick Dundee.
Yeah, I'll take that. That's fine.
This is Dominic wearing his jerkin, his leather waistcoat thing. As Pippa said.
Oh, I thought it'd be longer than that.
Mm-hmm. She thought it'd be longer than that.
Thanks to whoever sent that in. We still don't know who.
It's getting some good love.
It was. Do you know what? Honestly, it was a strong look back in the day.
Oh, Sam Fender again.
Sorry, Sam.
I just played that.
Strong look for the, you know, waistcoats and jerkins and leather jackets, leather waistcoats and stuff. Lots of beads, lots of jewellery. Pretty cool.
You got an award at your college?
I got an award at sixth form for the most original dressed.
Original?
Yeah, most original dresser.
Yeah. Does original mean...
Dressed like he's reenacting a battle. He was the only kid. But guess amongst the people who've liked the picture, because I put it on my stories, is Adam Brown.
Ah, there you see, he's a man of style as well.
Is Adam a jerkin man?
I would say absolutely no way whatsoever.
Do you not think?
No.
I could see Adam in a jerkin.
Dominic, name one person who you think wears a jerkin.
Adam Brown.
No.
I think, who do we know who'd
wear
a jerkin?
People reenacting battles.
Yes, I'm not into that.
Would you like a go at cosplay, Dom?
No. Do you know, genuinely, not
would
interested at all. I find it odd. Would you?
No.
Because you talk about cosplay quite a lot.
You do.
I just wonder whether you would...
I think you'd like to have a go.
I do
feel
too.
Like there's a Venn diagram somewhere with like people who like escape rooms and quizzing and
dressing up as superheroes.
Yeah,
and
I feel like
tight outfits.
It's a bit of crossover.
Have you dressed up? So I finished the sentence. Have you dressed up when you're doing escape room?
What do you think?
Yes.
Yes. 100%. Have you?
No.
What? Talk us through your fancy dress outfits. Didn't you do Wonder Woman?
I have got a Wonder Woman fancy dress outfit, yeah.
Yeah, you're lucky boy, Toby.
Mm.
And then when Toby had his fancy dress drinks and I went as Freddie Mercury.
Yeah. I think
both go as Ghostbusters?
Toby went as Stay Puft Man.
Yeah.
And I went as a Ghostbuster.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you're into it?
We both went as... Pablo Escobar.
Oh, that was good. That was a strong one, actually.
Yeah.
You had a little cushion under you.
Yeah, when Pippa dresses up, she likes to look hot and sexy. Yeah. Ghostbuster, Pablo Escobar.
That was the first time I'd met all of Toby's friends.
Right.
Like, she dressed up as Wonder Woman that time. She went, that's not for me.
This is for me.
Oh, now, I'll try that Postman Pat outfit on right up my street.
I do enjoy a bit of fancy dress. Not cosplay per se.
Yeah.
Fancy dress, though, is fun.
So, Dom, take it home.
Yeah.
Wear it.
Take it home. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying, isn't it?
I am.
Yeah.
And if you want to see the photo of Dom wearing it, then it's on the Radio X Stories on Instagram, Chris Miles Official Stories on Instagram. Go and have a look. It's weirdly... nowhere near as bad as you think it should be.
That's the jerkin for you.
That's a compliment to you, Dom.
It is.
Well, I'm just looking at it now, and I've had a few thousand eyes on it. And do you know, if we hadn't made a big thing out of it, would I've even really noticed that much?
No, you would have. You would have.
That's the scary thing.
LARPing, that's what it's called.
What?
Live action role playing.
LARPing.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's for people who like cosplay but don't want to admit it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
The Chris Miles Show.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
With the Skoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
It's a busy day in Admouth. The Admiral bumps into Joe Jenkins in the supermarket.
Is everything okay?
Well... got up at 6 a.m, showered, fed the cat, fed the dog, fed the kids, did the school run, the vet win, and went on a run. Drive to work, charged my car and charged to lunch. Searched for new cars, used cars, and tried to sell the old car. Popped over to the flat and had tea with the tenant, sorted out the leak and picked up leaks for dinner. And now I need to find insurance.
and breathe.
Oh.
Take it easy and insure everything in one place with Admiral Multicover and more. Admiral Insurance, always looking out for you.
Start your year in style with savings on every range in the Oak Furniture Land January sale. From beautiful beds to timeless sofas and dining tables, find your dream furniture today and spread the cost interest-free for up to 3 years from just $499 with no deposit. Grow your home in the Oak Furniture Land January sale. Ends Sunday. Finance T's and C's apply. Oak Furniture Land FRN 928005 is a credit broker, not a lender.
Ready to make moves? Whether you're looking to commit or want to keep it casual, you'll find more ways to move with Better. Hit the gym, take a dip in the pool, or find your groove in a fitness class. With no contract memberships and over 240 locations across the UK, finding your fit has never been this flexible. Make your move at better.org.uk.
Pre-order the epic new Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra on EE.
It comes with your own personal AI assistant
that can find me a nearby vegan-friendly restaurant.
That's also good for kids.
Yep, just ask it and save up to £528 when you trade in.
Love it.
Plus, I get double storage at no extra cost.
All on the UK's best network. No wonder tech lovers choose EE.
Double storage and 6 of 5. Trade-in discount dependent on device. Eligibility, credit check and terms apply. Credit by EE Limited. Enhanced 5G on selected plans. Verify best network at ee.co.uk/claims.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
I should have done it years ago by the looks of things.
Why would you move away from Octopus Energy? Why? Why would you do that?
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. And now, which recommended 8 years running.
Radio X. News update next.
I'm back in Charlie Bigham's kitchen. What's on the menu?
My ultimate lasagna, made with a wonderfully rich ragu, slow cooked for at least 2 hours, layered 5 times with fresh pasta, and finished with creamy bechamel and mature cheddar.
Ooh, I like what I'm hearing.
And I haven't even got to the sneaky layer of bechamel in the middle yet. Cheers.
The only thing I like more than a delicious lasagna is one that I didn't have to make. You're not free tomorrow, are you?
I think I've got plans.
Charlie Bigham's.
Handmade in my kitchen, cooked in yours.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Just after 8 o'clock, here's Dominic Brown.
From Global's newsroom, a major search and rescue operation is now underway after a passenger plane and a military helicopter collided above the skies of Washington, D.C. The American Airlines flight from Wichita in Kansas had 64 people on board. Rescue workers are trying to get people out of the Potomac River. It's unclear how many have survived. Matthew Capucci, who writes for the Washington Post, lives in a building that's overlooking the Reagan National Airport.
300 people are responding, and it's obviously one of the most disastrous commercial aviation incidents in U.S. history. To have a collision this big is mind-blowing, and some of the most tightly governed airspace in the entire country and really the world.
In other news this morning, households across England and Wales will see their water bills go up by over £10 a month from April. That's a 26% rise. Water UK says money raised will go towards much-needed infrastructure projects. It's claimed crime in shops is spiralling out of control with more than 2,000 cases on average every day. The British Retail Consortium says it includes more than 450 daily cases of abuse or threats to staff. And Royal Mail's regulator is proposing reducing the number of days second-class post is delivered. Ofcom's plans will mean it won't be delivered on Saturdays